Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepherd, back in just a moment.
It is morning in America. Let's say it's a Wednesday. The first Wednesday of the month, to be more specific. Soon, alarms will go off in communities across this great land, as happens on the first Wednesday of every month. It is a test. There is no emergency. Or is there? Could this actually be a siren call to the cattle industry throughout this great land that bovine viral diarrhea virus, commonly known as BVDV, indeed represents an emergency? And now one strain, type 1B, grows into an even greater threat. Day by day, week by week, first Wednesday of the month by first Wednesday of the month, type 1B threatens every animal's performance. Ask your veterinarian about incorporating Pyramid plus Pre-Sponse SQ and Express FP into your protocols. They are the only vaccines specifically labeled for today's most prevalent BVDV strain and provide relentless protection. Pyramid plus Pre-Sponse SQ and Express FP available every day, not just Wednesdays.
Well, sustainability, of course, a big focus right now from the White House to rural America. In the beef industry, sustainability takes place at the ranch management level, literally in the grassroots. That's why Hugh Aljo, Director of Producer Relations at the Noble Research Institute, is in Houston for CattleCon to educate producers about the importance of soil health, grazing, and sustainability.
Because if we look at it, it's our grazing lands that's the common denominator between those three topics. And if we begin to look at sustainability needs to be long-term. It means continual improvement. As we look at what the U.S. Roundtable for Sustainable Beef has presented in their sustainability framework, they do include that definition in their mission as continual improvement. And if you look at their indicators, we look at those and see the metrics that are associated with it. You know, of the six indicators, three of those have grazing management as their key metric. So half of them. So grazing management is extremely important. And that grazing management plan, what does it really mean to have a plan? What are the elements we need to be planning for, which, as we said, if we want continual improvement, that means we've got to continue the soil, improve the soils. Right. So improve the soils, we improve the pastures, improve the land, and ultimately profitability. And that's where it all comes together. And so I'll be talking a little bit about how soil health is important to our landscapes, as well as grazing management, how to get the most out of the soil health so that we can have that continual improvement early and longer.
Aljo says Noble has some exciting things coming up.
As we're looking at our future at Noble Research Institute, you know, we had to ask ourselves here. In fact, we did. We asked ourselves here recently, you know, what can we be the best in the world at, or at least nationally, around one topic? And if you look at all the work that we've done in the past, which included regenerative or ranching or soil health focused type activities, we decided that one area is where there was more need than any other, as far as trying to develop some science-based answers, talk more about what that transition might look like for our producers, and then what's some real information about profitability. How is all this going to work together for individuals that would like to make that transition to improve soil health and their operations?
Once again, that's Hugh Aljo, Director of Producer Relations at the Noble Research Institute. Our coverage of CattleCon 2022 is brought to you by Performance Beef, easy-to-use cattle management software. You've got farm news on Ron. If you ever find yourself in a dispute, don't forget about the Oklahoma Ag Mediation Program. The Oklahoma Ag Mediation Program has been helping people in agriculture resolve conflicts since 1987. Their professional mediators can help farmers and ranchers and federal agencies work together to reach a good solution without getting into the courts. So the next time a conflict comes up with lease issues or family farm transitions, neighbor disputes, or anything else that might need a mediator, give Oklahoma Ag Mediation a call at 800-248-5465 or go to ok.gov/mediation. That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepherd on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.